Welcome to Go Home Heat, a wrestling podcast. This will be, it's actually kind of wrestling sports entertainment slash because of NXT, I consider a little bit more wrestling than sports entertainment, but it's still under the umbrella of the Evil Empire. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Now we are going to start separating NXT in an effort to allow you to listen to things you want to hear without having to be overwhelmed with other things. So we put Raw and SmackDown on one thing, and we're going to do NXT separately as we throw things across the room out of frustration.
Out of anger.
Go Home Heat Kid Ray.
I hate NXT.
Yes, Go Home Heat Kid Ray, Jushin, myself are here, and we're getting into an episode, a Wednesday night episode, NXT North American Ladder Match Qualifier between Johnny Gargano and Ridge Holland. What did you think, Justin?
Oh, that was a hard-hitting affair in a lot of ways. Ridge Holland, I think, is going to be a star as soon as he gets some knee pads or pants. I liked the match. I thought he almost killed Johnny Gargano.
Yes. One of the worst bumps of the year.
Yeah. I mean, he went
second worst bump of the week.
Went to do a power slam. That was the worst one. The one, the Grand Metal League.
Because Grand Metal League
had his own body weight on his head.
There's a possibility of shoulders.
I don't remember seeing. Did Grand Metal League fall on his head or was that just his back?
No, it was his head pretty much. But old Johnny Gargano, there's no doubt. That was
head first.
Man.
Top of head first.
Oh, golly.
And it could have been the thing with Metalik, could have been a head and shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny was head.
Yeah, and you can tell how bad it was because everybody freaked as soon as it happened.
Yes. Yeah, and when Holland kind of walked up there like, what's going on? She was like, back up, which is her role anyway in heel because Candice LeRae is ringside. But also, Holland did exactly what he should have done to sell the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I do think at that point they didn't know if Gargano could continue because he had not been able to tell somebody he was okay or not yet. And he probably didn't know yet.
Yeah.
Because no matter what happened.
He didn't know what day it was yet.
No matter what happened, there was some form of a concuss, whether it wound up being a concussion or not. And I'm pretty sure it was a concussion.
Dude, that was rough.
If not, I don't know how.
That's tough, man.
But anyway, the match continues. And LeRae gets the distraction after some outside of the ring action. And then
Gargano does the kick. He kicks
Gargano
the rope up.
Grabs the ref as he's getting into the ring. And then he walks over and kicks the ring.
Kicks the ring rope into
the ring rope into the
nether regions
of said Holland. Knee pads would have helped.
Mm-hmm.
Because they may have slowed down that rope as it approached his nuts.
Yes.
Okay, so then we get the Gargano finisher.
The one final beat.
Yes, and I love that finisher.
Uh-huh.
And he gets the 1-2-3. Gargano wins in spite of not knowing who he is.
Yes.
I thought Johnny Gargano was fantastic. And the way
loved that match.
The way he manages to make himself look formidable against huge men is amazing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because he is miniature compared to what he deals with out there.
Yeah, but he manages to make it look legit when he wins it.
Oh, yeah. And in this case, degree of difficulty got high. And that dude's legs are as big as Gargano.
Jeez, that dude's enormous, man. He is freakish.
I love this match.
Uh-huh. A lot of fun with it.
Well, a lot of people, too, were like, Ridge Holland isn't there yet.
But
you can see it.
It's there. You can see it. It's the diamond in the rough, man. Don't you like seeing bands before they're famous?
Sure.
That dude's going to be big time if he don't get hurt or something.
Right. Right, right, right. I liked it.
Yeah, and you got him in there with Gargano, who's like...
I think, too, it's funny. People will watch AEW, and I'm going to...
Do it.
I shouldn't do it, but I'm going to
do it.
People will watch AEW and make up excuses for anything that goes wrong.
Yes.
The women's division has only been around this long. They didn't know it all. People watch NXT and expect it to already be Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah.
Which, to me, it's better than...
It's better than Raw and SmackDown anyway, but...
But by the same token... It's still where they put the guy. Yeah. Yeah. It still is developmental. And I'm not trying to make. To me, it was a good match anyway.
Yeah. And you need to give Ridge Holland a chance to go out there and work with Johnny Gargano, dude, if you're going to elevate him.
Right. But this is where you put people that haven't worked on television before.
Yeah. They got to get some experience.
Yeah. And I love that. Speaking of which, Dakota Kai versus Jesse, I don't know her last name, Kamea.
Yeah.
And Dakota gets the GTK. I liked this.
This match was good. This Kamea girl, I think, has got some some upside.
She did look good. It was quick, but Dakota kind of got to emphasize who she is as a performer.
Uh-huh.
I'm liking Dakota more and more. I think she's getting better and better.
Yeah, and then she cuts that little promo. I'm doing this all by myself. And EO comes out and jumps Sets her up.
Gullible.
Raquel Gonzalez comes through the and just, man, hits her with the Kevin Nash big boot.
Ia
coming out of there.
Ia sold that.
Dude.
Like, I remember we
got shot out of a cannon. A
couple weeks ago, New Japan Jared, who was on a different podcast with us, and I watched it, the Lotus Flower.
Black Lotus Triad
thing.
Yeah.
Against Pentagon.
Yes.
And she took a bump where she went through a row of chairs. And I mean, she went like four rows back, just tumbling through chairs. And he was like, Lord, Pentagon. I'm like, dude, I think if we rerun, I think he doesn't throw her like that. I think she ran and dove into those chairs like that.
Yes.
And you could see, like, she literally threw her back.
Pentagon standing over there like, dude. Yeah. I didn't have nothing to do with that.
But since she wants to roll like that, let's go. What I'm saying? But yeah, and she did the same thing here with this bump she took. She's amazing. She's really giving performer for whoever she's out there with. And then she winds up getting into it with Dakota again in a minute or two in the ring, and she kind of things swing her way a little bit until Gonzalez again.
It hits her with that clubbing blow to the back, and then just that.
It looked like she was going to pump handle her, and then it looked like maybe she couldn't get a hold of her good, so she just grabbed her by the belly, lifted her above her head, and just dumped her, and it was vicious.
Mm-hmm.
Gonzalez is strong.
She's a very strong lady.
I like her. I like the little HBK Diesel dynamic we have. I like
it.
And
China. She's dressing like China. Mm-hmm. She's acting like Diesel, you know.
Or Sid when he had Sid as his guy. Absolutely. I loved it. Okay. And so then we wind up with Legato.
Not bad stuff to emulate if you're Dakota Kai and them and Raquel Gonzalez.
Shawn Michaels should be the blueprint for anybody that wants to do what Dakota's doing.
Yes.
Not the guy we love that came back from the injury.
Mm-hmm.
The one who constantly surrounded himself with people and was a modern athletic Ric Flair where I'll take this whooping you're giving me until something happens. And maybe it'll be one of my guys.
Yeah.
To make you
look the wrong direction and let me get the moment.
Super kick elbow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And with her kick to the head,
mm-hmm.
GTK. You know what I mean? But okay. Legado del Fantasma winds up against versus
Breezango and Swerve Scott.
Full faction match plus Isaiah Swerve Scott. Breezango, Isaiah Swerve Scott. And we get the story of how great Swerve is in the middle of it.
Yes.
We get the story of how good Breezango and them are. And we get the story of how formidable Legato is. I liked the way the whole thing... We're going towards... Escobar versus Swerve Scott.
Yes.
That's where we're headed.
Well, yeah.
But I did like this a lot.
I do. And I'm such a Swerve Scott mark, man. I think that dude has a huge upside.
I don't think he gets to beat this guy, though, in this particular rivalry.
Put him in a program with somebody he could beat, but I think it's right for...
Just give me a really good match.
Yes.
Just give me a really good match.
Yeah.
Now, did they announce that we're going to get these two at TakeOver, or are we waiting on that?
I don't know if it's at TakeOver or if it's at after TakeOver, but it's Legado del Fantasma, Breezango, and Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan for a shot at the tag team belts. I don't know if they've set up Escobar and Swerve Scott. I haven't heard that.
I would think that Legado del Fantasma goes over in that match.
I would think so, yeah.
I would think that's where they go with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also think that Escobar wins in his feud with Swerve Scott. And then we rebuild Swerve, maybe to do more. Maybe to get into the real title.
I hope. Legado del Fantasma versus Imperium, and that gives Walter a chance to come back. Because the three on two, you know.
Right. Okay, so, and then we do get the distraction. Now, the one thing about Breezango is... the dancer. Fandango winds up selling an arm injury the whole time. So when he gets knocked away from the action, Prince Pretty accidentally tags himself in a really weird but neat spot where Swerve bumps into him in the middle of the fight. And then so when Swerve gets the pin, it doesn't count because he's not the legal man, which forces Prince Pretty to come in. He winds up getting distraction. It turns into the Phantom Driver. Whoever helped book this match did wonderfully.
Yes, it was clever but quick.
The people in the match
executed it
so well. And the greatest finisher in all of pro wrestling, Ray, is the Phantom Driver. Is that correct?
Okay. I find that finisher kind of generic, but that's just like...
You know why you do? Because it's the last half of Kenny Omega's finisher.
Yes.
And all that part of Kenny Omega's finisher that I hate, where he gets him on his shoulders because there's no way you could get anybody on your shoulders that's knocked the freak out.
No.
In order to do the move, they have to be to a point that's so unconscious, you can't do the move.
Yes.
The part that I like is the Phantom Driver, but it's the opposite because we've been sold so often that everything is so fantastic, it doesn't feel like a real finisher because we've been sold that finishers are more extravagant than that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I'm not knocking Kenny. Kenny's as good as it is, but...
Well...
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
My problem is I could feel like any wrestler could do that finisher.
Taka Michinoku sitting over looking at both of y'all going, what am I, chopped liver?
I hope that someday he will hear my voice and be mad at me because that means at least he heard my voice.
Yes.
You know, I made it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But also, anybody can do any of the great finishes. Stunner ain't spectacular. Stunner was spectacular because Stone Cold did it.
Yeah.
The RKO is spectacular, but it's mainly spectacular because
Randy Orton does
Diamond it. Dallas Page does it.
Yes.
Diamond Dallas Page stood up. And Diamond Dallas Page didn't jump when he did it.
You're right.
What about Johnny Ace?
It was better.
Where's Johnny Ace right now? Riding back on his little scooter?
Johnny.
Inventor of the cover.
Dude, what? Didn't he reverse the jackhammer and do it? Did he reverse the jackhammer?
That was the cool thing about when Paige did it, was he did it a lot out of other people's holds. Which is different from... I think Randy used to do it like that too, but now it's turned into we have to figure out a way for people to jump into it, which is still great.
Yeah, I got no problems with
that. Right. Okay.
But there is a point where it's like, oh, wow, you're going to the top rope. I wonder what's happening.
Well, that's like when a legend comes to the ring and Randy's in the building. I mean, I wonder what's going to happen.
We have Mick Foley here today.
It's like when someone befriends Sting. It's like, oh, geez, I wonder how this ends.
Yeah, Sting. In a very, very sad match.
The history's most gullible performer, Sting.
It ends up with RoboCop.
Lex.
Dude, the RoboCop heel turn.
At what point did you figure out Lex wasn't a nice guy, Sting? What had to happen off screen for you to figure that out?
What, are you telling me? Are you telling me Ric Flair turned on?
We won't talk about that 911 call.
Yes.
Okay. Adam Cole and Pat McAfee. Okay, guys, I have to admit, Pat McAfee did good here.
Yeah, he did.
I hate this thing.
He made me want to see him get kicked in the face. He made me love, and Adam Cole was perfect. He gave what they did this so well. And Pat McAfee is going out there and heals it up. He sells the match for you, man.
Right.
And the good guy's just standing over. Well, he's not really a good guy in this, but
in
he's
this
the
case,
guy.
Though, that's how he became the good guy.
Yeah,
right?
He just stands over in the corner and lets this dude soak up the hate, and then the little thing with the security guards was well choreographed.
Correct.
And then just the one sentence. That's all I'm going to say to you.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like... I don't like it. I just don't like it when guys say that. Yeah, I'm going to make you my bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was fine when Ric Flair did it 40 years ago. But at this point, it's turned into...
Yeah.
It's turned into everybody uses it.
It's the super kick of promos.
But don't get me... Nice call. But I don't say I don't hate it. Like, it doesn't offend me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I've heard that so much.
Yes.
I almost would have liked it if he would have just kind of looked at him and maybe did a shoulder or turned his hip to him to kind of make him think and have McAfee kind of move back just a little.
Yeah.
And then walk away from him.
Yeah.
That would have been dope.
Made you flinch.
But still, I mean, it was well done. And McAfee was a little turd ball. I made $1 million in 7 different professions. If that's true, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty impressive.
And tells me also, being an irritating person pays off in a modern society.
It does. It does.
Also, I'm going to predict this right now, and I'd say about roughly 11 years, Pat McAfee will be in the WWE Hall of Fame, along with Kid Rock and Snoop Dogg.
And Trump.
And Trump.
There you go.
Sure.
When Drew Carey gets put into the WWE Hall of Fame, I was in attendance. They booed him unmercifully.
Why?
It wasn't cool, dude. Because who cares? I mean,
he's not in the wrestler part.
I wouldn't say they booed him unmercifully, but they did heckle him, and he did wind up acknowledging that. I know you guys don't really want me to be here, but it's like, dude, there's a celebrity wing. He did programs with it. Let it go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, who cares? You know,
we're not.
It's a made up thing anyway.
There
folks.
Isn't even a Hall of Fame.
No.
Like, there's nowhere to go. You don't drive to it like you do Cooperstown or.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the camp.
It's businessman's basement.
Yes.
Also, yes. We're not saying we're going to like that this is happening.
Dude, Pat McAfee might want to. He told you. Pat McAfee straight up told you, you better hope I don't choose this profession. I'm putting all you out of business.
Yeah.
Pat.
Punter.
Punter. Pat Punter McAfee. Okay.
Dude, Pat McAfee could not have the match and he'd still go in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Rhea Ripley.
It's cemented in history now.
Yeah.
Rhea Ripley, Shotzi Blackheart versus Mercedes Martinez and Aleja. I like this too.
Yeah.
Aleja winds up getting beat up the most. Some people that reviewed these things thought that they just don't like her as a wrestler. But to me, she's really done well in this role.
Mm-hmm.
And this, what they didn't want to do here is have Mercedes Martinez and Ripley be showcased too much.
No, because we're building up to that.
The showcase segment here was going to be Ripley dropping Martinez on the concrete outside the ring, which I'm guessing there was a pad down there.
I would hope so.
But that enables, you get a good little match. Shotzi kind of got to be the person they showcased. Mm-hmm. And I felt like this is one of Shotzi's better performances.
I agree.
She looked a little, not lost, but everything she did here was crisp. Mm-hmm. Every movement was fast. Everything was back to back to back. Before, she would do something quickly, and then she kind of paused, and I think she was waiting for the person she's working with to do. And she's worked with Aleja a couple times now.
They've got a rhythm.
Yes, and I thought it was well done. Blackheart gets the diving senton after the barricade distraction, over the barricade powerbomb, which winds up being an attraction. She gets the win. I like the match. I like the story they're telling. I don't mind them hitching up Ripley and Shotzi.
No, that's a fun little team.
Right, this is good stuff. We get a Keith Lee versus Cross promo.
Excellent video package.
Pulled a Saint Anger song out.
Yes.
When's the last time somebody said, we need something to fire out at the public? Let's go to Metallica's Saint Anger album.
I'm going
to
say this is the first time that history that's ever happened.
And I'm going to tell you that tells you one of two things. Triple H is a huge Metallica fan. Metallica is not charging much to use songs off Saint Anger.
Yes.
No. Because they used Moth to the Flame earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is the theme for the whole.
Yeah, and they just did that whole, but that's two on their new, the S&M 2 that they did.
Okay.
With the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
So
Moth to Flame is jam.
It's not a bad song.
And actually, until he does
I'm
the part that makes you laugh on that song, say it. You want to.
He tries to go way too high for that.
James just can't get there, right?
He's not.
Right.
I like him, but he's not like a good singer. He's a noise. He's a noise like
he utilizes his voice like an instrument.
Yes.
He writes it into there, but he can't get there.
Right. He's not a singer. Right. He's trying to go way too high.
He ain't Shaka Khan.
He is not. He is not. Okay. Anyway, so we got fired up about that, and then we get this NXT North American ladder match qualifier between Finn Balor and Velveteen Dream. Again, I'm just going to talk about the match. I get it. I get it. Trust me.
Yeah.
I get all sides of it. I get it. But this, I'm reporting on what happened on the episode. Not that I take myself seriously as a reporter, but he's there. I get it. Grimes.
The beginning. I want to start from the beginning, though, because.
Okay, go ahead.
Because the guy, maybe, you know, one of the few times I get to say good things about him again, but who knows? But yeah. The callbacks to, from the very beginning, Dream picking at Bullet Club ripping off the NWO. And he came out NWO style, referencing the Wolfpack, doing the two sweet. Hey. The back of his belt, I'm pretty sure, has DWO, Dream World Order, on it.
Right.
He's got the white belt, pants.
He tells the camera he's Wolfpack.
Yes.
He
does some Randy moves.
During the match, he does Randy Savage moves.
Hulk.
He does Hulk moves. He is a very good pro wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he is...
The amount of storytelling in that match was...
You can tell what a huge fan he is of the business, and it is so crazy what watching him does to you, because you know how great he is at this, but mm-hmm. then you also have all these allegations, which drives me crazy when I'm trying to watch it, right? Mm-hmm. Because I want to enjoy what I'm watching, but by the mm-hmm. same token, like you said, I hope he's not.
Yeah.
What everybody seems to believe he is. Okay, anyway, we get this really good match, and then it gets...
busy.
Oh, my God. It is an Eric Bischoff finish, if there ever was one.
Yes.
Grimes comes out and sits on the ladder.
Cameron Grimes!
Which I enjoyed that part, and then the distraction on Finn right there, I enjoy that. But then it turns into, we get... Who all comes down?
Gargano comes down and pushes...
Gargano pushes the ladder, which causes Grimes to fall on the ref, which again causes more problems.
Uh-huh.
Bronson and Reed comes down. Damian Priest comes down. They wind up getting into it.
After they smack Cameron Grimes around.
Right. And then Thatcher comes down to interfere with Finn Balor, which winds up the ref still down, which referees get hurt way worse than wrestlers do.
Yeah.
He barely touched that guy. That guy was down for like 7 minutes.
7 minutes. He was done.
Right. Dream winds up getting the...
Dream Valley Driver and the Purple Rainmaker.
Boom. He gets the win. So he's going to be in this crazy match that's coming up. Reed winds up holding up the belt after...
We have the trade-off where everybody hits moves on each other.
Right. Really busy. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I'm always the guy
It's the go-home show, though, for right. the... For the,
I'm always the guy that wants the clean finish, but I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've emphasized craziness because we believe that this match will be crazy for the North American
yes.
title. Now, we get in, if you're going to go through the card real quickly, you enjoyed the show.
I did.
It was great.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get Finn versus Thatcher.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, should be fantastic.
Yes.
Sleeper match for match of the year.
Could be.
Both are capable of doing that, and both are capable of doing that with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Thatcher goes over.
I can see that. I can see it either way. I'm going to go Finn, but Thatcher wouldn't bother me at all.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter who wins.
Yeah, nobody.
Okay, Io versus Dakota.
Io.
Right. It's too early for her to lose. Cole versus McAfee.
Please, Lord, let Cole just beat the just dog snot out of him.
Okay, if he were to lose, see, when all this happened with Retribution, my first thought was Adam Cole's going to be the leader. He's the one with the mouth.
Yeah.
In the whole company, that's, you know, I thought one of my thoughts was this match, his faction, Undisputed Era. Kicks him out.
If they turn on him, that's fine. I don't care then. That's different. That's still your advanced storytelling differently. But that's no, I don't care.
Rebrand, and Cole winds up in one of the other two companies, but he winds up in one of the other two companies leading 8-10 guys.
Yes.
Which I think is perfect for him.
Uh-huh.
If it doesn't go a different direction, which we talked about on our other podcast, which you yeah. can listen to if you'd like. But I do think that Cole beats McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Cole gets a good match?
Yes, I'm going to give Cole the credit and say Cole gets a good match out of
Penny. I think he can too. Now, Lee Cross.
Man, oh, God, I can't lose on this one because I love both these guys. I really love Cross, and I'm going probably slightly a bigger Cross fan because I like the character than I am a Keith Lee fan, but only by like a minuscule amount. But I think it's the right thing to do to keep the belt on Lee for a while. Mm-hmm. So I think somehow Cross loses this. I don't know if it's going to be a clean loss.
I would guess Cross loses, and I would guess that Cross leaves NXT.
Already jumps up.
Yeah. I think when they rebrand, he winds up on one of the other brands.
I can see that.
I think that I would hope that it is a, like we talked about last week, it is a, he gets caught by Lee's weight.
Mm-hmm.
Or he gets caught, or maybe Mia Yim comes out and does something to Scarlett, which causes him to turn and mm-hmm. get caught. And he does the Hogan style kick out where it's 1, 2, 3, and then the shoulder comes
yeah.
up. And maybe there are still fisticuffs afterwards. Yes. But he does wind up. Lee does retain.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I mean? Now, the big match, of course, is Gargano, Dream, Priest, Reed, Grimes.
Uh-huh.
Who do you see winning this?
I gotta say that I think Dream is the favorite, even with all the stuff swirling around. I'm just gonna say if they put him in this match, they put him in over some big time dudes. I don't know why.
Dude, if all this hadn't happened, I would say Dream.
Yeah,
but I cannot. I think Dream takes the pin.
You think Dream takes the pin? All right, I'm gonna go. I don't think it's Bronson Reed because they pushed him so much as this guy's the one who was the favorite. I would like Priest would probably be my favorite to win it.
I was just thinking that. I'm guessing you process of elimination. Grimes has held the belt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Reed is the one they're pushing. Dream's the most famous name. Gargano is the best wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at these people, the only one that I think needs a belt right now to matter is Priest.
Mm-hmm.
Priest gave you that great performance last TakeOver.
Mm-hmm.
He's given you some really good performances, but we don't know who he is. And by putting a spotlight on him with a championship,
uh-huh.
we can tell that story of who he is.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Right? Whereas Reed, we got time to do that. He's just now coming on the scene.
Yeah.
And I think he's younger in training. Priest was already
an established guy.
Punishment Martinez. People knew who he was when he got there. Gargano doesn't hurt him. Grimes is such a character.
I don't see
where this phases him one bit.
No, dude.
And to be honest, these things are so crazy. Nobody gets hurt in the end as long as everybody winds up with a great performance. You excited about TakeOver tonight?
Oh, Derek. Yes.
Okay, we're going to talk about TakeOver tomorrow again. Hope you guys get to listen to this pre that. And good day?
Always.
All right, man. Appreciate you, Justin. Thank you very much, Ray.
Yes.
Go Home Heat Production, copyright 2020, go home.